Welcome back to another episode of the Mighty Mike Show in this weight loss challenge that I'm in. So today was an interesting day. I was planning to wake up and go to play basketball with the guys from church. They play at 5 o'clock in the morning. One of the guys says that we play at 5 o'clock because you don't owe anybody anything at 5 o'clock in the morning. And it kind of goes along with what Jocko Willink says. He wakes up about 4:30 every morning. He takes a picture of his watch. It's kind of funny. You look at his Instagram. Like I said, I've deleted all social media from my phone. This is the closest thing to social media on my phone. I check my credit score and my Fitness Pal now on my phone instead of Facebook on my phone. So I do have some social media on my computer, but I pretty much stay away from social media. So today I wanted to update you on, they call it the monkey mind. And, you know, it's kind of a, in scripture and in gospel, we call it the natural man. Okay. And so this is something that I've thought about from time to time, but today I really have experienced this. Okay. So I stuck to my schedule. I went on a walk. I actually waited a little bit to go on a walk because it was so cold. It was like 28 degrees outside. I know that's not too cold for some people, but for me, that's like stay inside cold, okay? Unless you're going to go out and get in the car, turn on the heater, right? So I, you know, practiced some more piano, learning to play with both hands and learning extra notes and moving over to the F key fingering, which is cool. I'm enjoying it. So I did that. And then I had a phone call with someone from Florida about my real estate license. I was moving my real estate license over. So I had a great phone call. So I thought, you know what? I'm going to get into the monkey mind thing here in a second. I'm going to go ahead and walk while I talk to her because it got over 32 degrees, which is freezing. For those of you guys who don't know, 32 degrees is freezing. So it got to be about 35, 36 degrees. So I said, okay, I'll go walk. So I went out, my sweater and everything, put the puppy away so she wouldn't chew up wires and shoes. And I went for a walk. Well, while I'm on a walk, I'm talking to her. And it's crazy how the time went by so quickly. My walk went by so fast. I didn't even feel fatigued. The sun came out while I, like, really came out while I was walking, and it got just such a beautiful day. So, but while I, after I hung up the phone, I had like another 15, 20 minutes of walking. You know, it's about 2.5 mile walk to get back to the house. I had about 15 minutes to just think. And usually I'll listen to Audible, but today I thought, you know, I just put the phone away and started thinking. And this whole year, you know, the plan was no social media. And, you know, I wrote down some goals here and there sporadically. And I wrote mind map. I do a lot of mind mapping so I can decide how I want to do things and put my thoughts onto paper. Well, and sometimes they're kind of abstract, so I need to be able to see them so that I can then interpret kind of what I'm thinking. And then there's some genius that comes out of that. Yeah, most of it's useless, and then there's one corner of it that's like, yeah, that's what I've been looking for, and that's what I'll do. And you can watch my YouTube channel if you want to see some examples of that. But anyway, so I have this goal, right? The goal was to take this year off of social media and, for the most part, take the year off of work, although it's a year of growth. So I'm like, learn to play the piano, brush up on my guitar, lose weight, learn how to code, become like a master, like coder, hacker. Because there's at least three business ideas that I can think of that if I could code, would be multi-million dollar ideas. I know that sounds, you know, for those of you guys that are maybe know me or like, oh, okay, Mike, come on. But no, some of them actually tie in with businesses I already have, and it's revenue that would definitely pay for itself. So I'm thinking, plus I just enjoy learning. I love the mental challenge of this. But after I got off the phone with this colleague from Florida, she's like all motivated and, you know, big real estate broker. And she wants me to join her group, her team. and stuff. And I'm, you know, it wasn't so much a recruiting call. Like, I know her, we've done business together before on different deals, real estate deals. So it was a pretty good conversation. And then when I hung up, I thought for a second, you know, if I'm really going to do this real estate thing, I need to dive in with, like, you know, with the multifamily real estate investing. If I really want to purchase like these 300 units or 1,000 units or some crazy high number and be a part of a big transaction like that in commercial real estate, there's some information I don't have. And from my knowledge, I immediately went to like, go to someone who has it and work for them. That's what you do. If there's somebody who knows what you need to know and you have a skill that you can provide them, go work for them so that you could learn what they know and then you could go do it on your own. So the first person that came to mind, of course, was Grant Cardone. I thought, and I know he's hiring people in Arizona. He just opened up a new office in Scottsdale. And so my monkey mind started turning, right? I started my creative mind started turning, like, Scottsdale is near my aunt. My aunt lives there in Queens Creek near Phoenix, right? Arizona's between California and here. My kids are in California with their mother for 3 months. So I'm thinking, okay, I got 3 months to just, you know, with no kids. I got some dogs, but, you know, I could take them with me or whatever. I could go work for Grant Cardone for a few months, learn the tools that he's using and some of the practices and some of the scripts and things that he's using, make some money for a couple months, and then go do it by myself and go invest in real estate. So it's not a bad idea, right? But that plan, that kind of like that creative mind that just like took off on me as I was walking, right? Like almost took flight, is the monkey mind, right? It's the natural man that's like not disciplined, that forgets about the goals that you have right now. Now, there's something to be said about saying, okay, well, maybe your goals aren't serving you. Maybe your goals are your goals really, did you put enough time and effort into thinking about your goals for the year and what you're trying to accomplish? And, you know, for me, the answer is yes, absolutely, because I've tried a bunch of different things since I moved here that I thought might satisfy the mental side of me that needs to keep growing. And they just gave me new jobs, you know, and I don't want another job. I want to maybe add skills, but skills that will allow me to create, that will allow me to create new things, new ways of making money that will make me money in my sleep, right? So again, this is the result of, you know, the last 15 years of just hardcore focused on business and entrepreneurship and forgetting about my goals to be healthy. And so this is why it's so important for you to know your why, okay? And to understand the monkey mind, that you can call it what you want, the natural man, the monkey mind, whatever. You know, I'm also a single guy and, you know, having a companionship, you know, that, you know, all these types of things are like, you know, will come back because the natural man is like, hey, you know, you don't have a girlfriend, you know, you're not out there looking either. So what's wrong with you? Like, when is the next time we're going to have a girl in our life, you know? And this natural man type of stuff will take you away from accomplishing bigger things. So I forget who said it, but on some podcast, I heard that someone say, maybe it was my coach, Brandon Mulrennan's a real estate coach. And he mentioned, I'm pretty sure it was him, the longer the time horizon, it's called I think it's something to do with the time horizon. The longer you wait and build and grow in some area of your life, the bigger the end result will be. And it sounds like it makes sense when you say it, when I say it like that, but it's true. The longer you work on something, a certain skill, you know who it was? It was Alex Hormozi. Alex Hormozi's book talks about not taking too soon, right? Like, give, you know, take, you know, let's say you charge a small amount of money or whatever, or maybe like you're producing a YouTube channel. Like, don't ask for things. Just produce value, value, value. And the horizon, the longer it is you take to actually ask, make an ask, you've built up so much relationship equity with the people that it come, you know, that they are just storming to buy from you. But now that they've stormed to buy from you, if you keep asking again and again and again consistently now, it will dramatically drop. And those people who were raving fans kind of go away. And I know as a customer, as a fan of certain products and people and teams, I know that's happened to me, you know, with ClickFunnels. I was such a raving fanatic of ClickFunnels. I loved everything that they did and do. But now, you know, as I've gotten to see behind the curtain and kind of see what they, you know, what they have going on, it's like they teach you all of the sales tactics to take advantage of other people in a good way. But in many ways, like, it's a gray line. It's like, at what point are you just making money and not actually giving value? And I know for me, they were getting much more money from me than they were giving me value. And there were some things that I learned that I will, you know, take to my grave that were great lessons, right? And I paid for those lessons and that they promised, but there was other things that just left me salty. You know, I don't want to go into it on here, but, you know, it's just it's a company that I just don't believe in anymore. Like, I feel like if you need to learn about sales funnels, sure, go learn from them. They'll teach you all about sales funnels. But the reality is you don't need to know all about sales funnels. What you need to do is have a quality product. What you need to do is build an audience, right? And actually believe in what you're selling versus creating random webinars and, you know, and teaching things that you don't necessarily know anything about, which is what they, you know, which is what they're trying to teach. They'll say that's not true, but that's exactly what comes out of it. I've been in their masterminds and around the other people, and it's just terrible. So anyway, I don't want to be overly negative on here. I'm just saying this is the idea. So the time horizon, so the longer you take to accomplish something, that's why the whole point of this is that this year I am retracting back so that it's like a spring-loaded action. You know, I'm going to grow to a point where once I, you know, in 2024 – you know, first quarter of 2024, I'm going to launch a new show, and it's going to be epic, right? It's going to be about health, wealth, and happiness, and, you know, everything about building a business, being healthy, having a good family life. And I can't teach about those things if my life is not in order the way that I want it to be, right? Some people say, start where you are. Well, that's what I'm doing now. That's what this podcast is about, right? So my hope is that I will provide enough value that you guys will subscribe, that you'll, there's some part that resonates with you or somebody you know, you'll share it. But at the end of the day, this is my journey, you know? And so, yeah, it could be great to go and just, I maybe get the skills I need in this one area of real estate and make some money. And it'd be a nice little adventure to hang out with Grant's team and potentially him, or, you know, but at what sacrifice, right? If I'm that busy, maybe I don't lose weight. If I'm that busy, maybe I don't stop either, right? Like, maybe I just, you know, I can't give up this job because it's making me, you know, a little bit of money. So now I'm not spending time with my kids when they come back from their moms, right? So there's all these different aspects to consider. And this is all just in after a little conversation that I have that sparked my my love of real estate investing. You know, it's crazy. So I just want to share that with you guys. Master your mind. Know your why. It all starts with knowing your why and like what is it you're trying to accomplish, right? I have the rest of this year, you know, basically 3/4 of the year left to accomplish just a few specific goals that I have neglected. And I know I can do it, but I need to be able to focus and not get distracted, right? And I've been loving it, honestly. Like, every day I've been loving going on a walk. It's gotten easier and easier to do the couple-mile walk. Taking time to just roll around on the floor with this little puppy, right? To learn a new song on the piano, to, you know, learn the very basics of something like coding, you know. You know, normally I would think something like that is maybe boring or whatever, but like, I've taken it as a challenge that this is like learning a new language. You know, right now I'm learning Python, and it's interesting. You learn certain commands like input and, you know, print and Boolean. Like when I was a skip tracer, as a private investigator, we would search, there was something called Boolean searches. And if you put, this is a little tip, you can put in quotes in Google, and whatever you put inside the quotes, it will search exactly that. Well, a Boolean search comes from, I think his last name was Boolean. And it's like, they created a coding system for what to prioritize in the search field on what to show you, right? What the results are going to be. And so as I'm learning Python, there's actually a Boolean command, right, that says, hey, search for this in this specific order. And it's just cool. Like, the more you learn about different things, like I learned about stock trading. Like, I had no idea what, if you've ever heard of, you know, the different stock trading, like Forex. When I first heard of Forex, I thought, you know, scammers, right? But then as I researched it and stuff, there is actually Forex, you know. You're basically betting that the American dollar will beat out the, you know, the yen. There's different connections to them. And you can actually get funded by some of these big funding trading companies. They'll give you their money, 50 grand or 100 grand. And then you'll get to go bet on slight changes. And you have to prove using their simulator that you can do it. But once you learn that you can do it, they'll, you know, they'll fully fund you and you'll make money, and they'll get like 10% of what you make. Because you're betting such a large amount of money, any slight change in the currency and you make money, right? That's the legitimate Forex. And there's other versions of it too, like trading options trading currencies. You can trade you know, stocks. So if a stock goes up, you know, you can bet that it's going to go up. So you can buy it and then it goes up and you sell it, or you can short it, right? There's something called ETFs that actually follow the stock market, and, you know, you actually can short the market. So there's a couple specifically. If you're really interested specifically in stock trading, what you're going to want to do is there's lots of different trading programs. My favorite one that I got was the Warrior. It's called Warrior Trading. And the guy is kind of a hippie and he teaches you really good, really good. The one that you could do that would be best for like day trading, like if you wanted to trade every single day, like throughout the day, like a full-time job, is something called scalping. And that is kind of stressful. But, you know, because it's 2-to-1 odds that you're going to make money. So you're always going to make money if you can do it consistently and then just shut it down for the day once you've made a couple thousand. And so I got pretty good at that. But that was like a full-time job, you know. And there were certain days where I would go way in the red and you're trying to work your way out of the red. And there were some days where I did work my way out of the red, but I barely made a couple $100 and I spent freaking 8 at 9 hours, right? Or, you know, 8 hours. So just finding something that you can do that, you know, you don't want to get distracted. But I enjoy doing these different things on the daily, and that's not, but it's not what I'm looking for in the future. I'm looking to create businesses that will create more wealth so I can use that money to invest in real estate. So it's not a new idea. It's what Grant Cardone did. It's what Ken McElroy has done. You know, these guys have built businesses and they take the money. Kevin Harrington, Mark Cuban. I mean, there's a bunch of people that I know they get into real estate, and so, you know, that they took money from businesses and used it to have tax shelter and things like that. So, anyway, this is episode's gone long enough. The monkey mind, master it, know your why, and get after it every single day. Have a schedule that you can stick to. And if you need to pivot like I did today, you know, if freezing in the morning where you are, you know, take a little bit of time and go at lunch, go, you know, right before lunchtime or whatever. All right, guys. Thanks so much. Take care. Go out there, take some action, and live mighty.